Knew this was going to come down to the finish. Certainly two tough teams that were going to go battle for it. We totally expected that. We loved how our team battled back after a difficult first half. So a lot of resiliency there. Didn't create any turnovers on defense and ended up finishing minus two. And we know how tough that can be. It was a great fight. Both teams were totally battling for it. Went all the way down to the end like we thought. We'll learn a lot from it. We know having penalties and turnovers makes it very difficult for us. So we'll go right back to that process. We'll reset back again here Wednesday and get right back to it, getting ready for another tough opponent. But this one we knew would be tough. Come down to the end exactly like it did. Just didn't capitalize on some of our opportunities today. So we'll look at that and we'll learn from it. That'll open up to your questions.
Coach, on the last, your last pass, was your bench point that that was a pass interference on Julio?
You know, as you go through the last play, usually one game doesn't always define it. So we'll look at it, led, and see where it goes. We certainly have other opportunities in the game to go capitalize and finish, but we won't let it come down to one time for us, or at least comment on that.
The interception, we'll get try to get a pool report from the refs on that, but
Yeah, we wanted to stay aggressive. It was one, at that point, there was still plenty of time left. It wasn't just a time where we're just going to run it and punt away and have Russ and that crew going again. So we're going to win the game. And having an attitude for that, we've got excellent guys that know how to attack. And it was just, ended up being a tip ball. And it was unfortunate. Wasn't a bad decision or a bad play. And we'll give them the credit for it. No, I do feel that the guys battled really hard, Mark. And that part coming in here, we knew it was going to be very tough. But after the first half, where it was a struggle for us, coming back out, getting the ball and going down, that I think that was the thing that kind of reset us, knowing we're right back into it. But all the way through, there was big plays. Blocking, the extra point was certainly a big one. Just for us not getting any turnovers and finishing minus two against a good team is going to be tough. So they battled for it.
Your halftime adjustments, what worked for you there in the third quarter after, held to 86 yards, 0 for 6 on third downs in the first half?
Yeah, the third down part was we certainly had some penalties that created some long ones as well. So having those third and where, a sack on second down or a foul on second down to put us way back, that makes the third downs especially challenging. Tough opponent. The rush was certainly coming good, and I thought, just in terms of the communication stepping up, certainly the line played better in the second half. The combination they have with the veteran savvy they have with Pete, Chris Richard, Rocky, the guys, we'll go back look to see, on some plays that we had some success. But, I can't comment on that as far as, it goes for a quarter. Yeah, we'll go back and look at it, Vaughn, from the sideline vantage point. We thought, it was a 50-50 ball that we certainly had an opt to go get. Never comes down to one play. We thought we had some opportunities in this game to capitalize on. So I'm not going to comment, regarding a foul or not on the last play.
I know you had some turnovers, but Matt did show some result
today. We showed a lot. And I think it was one of his tougher games. Just standing up, staying right in, going back and attack it. He's got a real focus about him. You felt that from him today. Just coming off the field after the scores. We knew we wanted to attack in all three phases of this game and came up short today.
Anyone else?
Six games in. You're 4-2, maybe with an asterisk. Do you like where you are?
I like where our team identity is now becoming. So badly did I want that the identity to happen right away. And it's growing stronger. That toughness, that resolve to where we can attack on all three phases, that identity is one that I'm pleased we're starting to become. The way we want to finish, the different people that get involved. We've had some games where different groups came through 2 weeks ago. Certainly the defensive line had a big day. 2 weeks before that, the quarterback and receivers had one. We've had games where the special teams have been involved. So having that team identity, knowing that all phases want to attack, that part I feel is coming together. and so desperately wanted that to happen last year. I think that's where you're going with some of this, and it didn't in terms of all the way. So I wanted that to happen overnight, and it didn't. But I feel like this group is growing. It's quite a bit different from last year's group, and we'll be ready to get back rocking here again in a few days.
You might have answered this, but do you think, I know maybe in the big picture it wasn't a big deal, but did you think that Dwight and Deion had a chance to get Russell down on that one play?
I'll have to go back and look at it. I can't recall on the one. There was a number. He's hard to capture, and you know, in the pocket, out of the pocket, there's not really a reason or a rhyme oftentimes to where he goes. But he certainly hurt us with his legs, to creating time for them to get open. We knew this was going to be a hard fight, Vaughn, all the way down. It came down right to that, and didn't close like we wanted to today.
Thank you.